tourism authorities have urged travel agencies to better manage tour groups and will explore the use of personal credit records to identify possible offenders and deter bad tourist behavior. The move comes after one Chinese traveler poured hot water on a Thai flight attendant and triggered public outrage online. So what went wrong on this flight? And is this an example of many of its kind?
First of all, you want to know what went wrong on the plane?
Yeah, because it seems to be pretty extreme for a traveler actually pouring hot water onto the flight attendant to show that he or she, he actually, not being happy with her service. But nobody does that. That's just too outrageous.
Yeah, according to the stories I read, the man was kind of angry at the stewardess because the stewardess wouldn't provide the receipt or 发票in Chinese to the man for the water he bought. First of all, I was thinking, how are you going to reimburse that kind of money? Or where are you going to reimburse?
Yeah, it seems like this was a budget flight, so everything is being charged, and even hot water to be poured onto your instant noodles is being charged. But somehow this Chinese tourist doesn't seem to get the idea and seems to really had a fit about it.
Well, I mean, I think that you know, charging for boiled water is discriminatory, and I think that can be considered gouging. And I hope that the Thai authorities or the Chinese authorities can actually take a look into AirAsia's pricing practices, because charging for water just hot water, boiling water on a flight makes no sense to me. I mean, like I can understand if you're charging for boiled water, yeah, fine.Okay, fine. But, I mean, you have hot water on board. I mean, hot water is part of the airline, the airplane's actual food service system. So to charge for that, I mean, it just makes no sense to me. But I think as we can see, I mean, there's from what I understand, just a stupid situation ended up escalating very, very quickly into something amazingly stupid. And so what was supposed to be a 3-hour flight or a 2-hour flight ended up in a 5-hour delay for these other passengers. Mm-hmm. So first of all, one of the women in the tour group asked for some hot water for the noodles. I'm not sure. I mean, she must have been given that or something like that. But then the stewardess says that she couldn't actually use it because of something or other where, you know, they were taking off or something like that. And so then that's really where things get out of control. The woman pours the scalding hot water onto the flight attendant. There's a bit of a scuffle. The man, maybe her boyfriend or something, starts yelling about how he's going to blow up the plane. And so obviously at that point, the pilot says, this is getting ridiculous. Someone's shouting about a bomb. I am turning this plane around because they are posing a hazard to the safety of the airplane.
Right, and also the woman was threatening to jump off the plane.
How she would do that makes no sense.
Right, that is...
Yeah, so many outrageous things happening at one go. And it just seems like for Chinese tourists, now we are sadly getting that title of being worst performed tourists outside. Actually, there has been different like rankings in one of them. We scored number 2 right after the Americans. Mm-hmm. And I suppose that's, you know, well done for Chinese tourists in that sense. But actually, I think this is extremely biased. These kind of stories don't really show the whole picture, does it?
Well, also, I mean, the survey about worst tourist was done. The respondents were all Americans. It was done by a Groupon company called Living Social in the United States, and they only asked Americans, and according to the response by Americans rated themselves as the worst tourists, and then they rated Chinese as the second. So, you know, whether or not that's objective is definitely questionable, but it gives you an idea of the American psyche. I don't know. I'm just looking at some of these examples that we have here in front of us of bad behaving Chinese people. For example, in Lavender Fields in France, two groups of people got into a fight over where to stand to take photographs. I mean, to me, that is, you know, the epitome of just, you know, absurd. And honestly, if I was there, I think I'd probably be laughing my ass off.
Yeah, well, but to me, I think the number of Chinese tourists with bad behaviors is small. because you have to consider about the big population in China and considering how many Chinese tourists are going overseas. And
yeah, sure, as a proportion of the population. But still, yeah, the absolute numbers are still quite high.
Yeah, but you, also...
You mean the absolute numbers of bad behaving or just people?
The absolute numbers of bad behaving versus people from other countries.
Well,
I mean, as a proportion, as a percentage, it's going to be about the same, maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit lower. But absolute numbers, because there are more Chinese people, there's going to be more incidents.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see more specific statistics to decide on that. But, according to an online survey, actually, more than 90% of the netizens are actually critical of these behaviors by these four passengers. And I think that shows that people are actually aware of what are good and what are bad behaviors when you're traveling abroad.
You're anywhere.
but I do agree with you, John, that the Chinese people do have a lot to learn in terms of manners, especially on the flight. Because I remember once I was on an international flight, and then there was one woman sitting in front of me. She was with a baby. And I think at one point, the stewardess was asking her in surprise, "Is that a life jacket you're covering your baby with? Please put it under the seat."
What? So without an emergency, and the woman
she got the life jacket out of under the seat for no reason.
Yeah, I think it's funny because, you know, Jingnan was bringing up, you know, how netizens are reacting to this. To me, this is very similar, or, you know, I think we can learn some lessons, at least from what I've seen, you know, from Chinese people using escalators and waiting for the subway. When I first came to Beijing, you know, it was just very, very chaotic, you know, very disorganized, basically dog eat dog. If you can get on the subway, you get on and you shove on. There's no line. For the escalator, everyone just crowds on. It doesn't matter if you're trying to walk up or if you're standing. But what I notice now is that people, sometimes they have to be reminded, but in general, people do line up, especially in the busier stations, and in particular in the ones that I'm usually at in the east side. But also, again, with escalators, people are self-controlling, and if they're standing, they move over to the right. And so in a sense, I think we just have to keep in mind that, you know, traveling abroad, mm-hmm. Going to different countries is a very new experience culturally, right, for many people, for most people here in China. And it's just going to take some time to basically, you know, integrate into international norms.
Right, especially for those nouveau riche who only have money but are not so well educated, that they really need to remind themselves that they're kind of representing the image of China.
Yes, and I think with all this discussion about, and also kind of self-shame, sometimes we feel so humiliated by our countrymen for doing this kind of thing. This is a very common mentality we tend to slip into. And I think as this plays out year after year for a while now, we're going to get better behavior out of these people.
I think so.
And also, another thing I've found out is that when Chinese tourists travel in packs, I mean, in a, you know, tour group, sometimes they could be pretty bad.
Right.
I think it could be like pack mentality when you see someone behaving badly just like they do at home, and then it sort of is contagious and other people do the same.
Well yeah. I mean, also because you are in a group that shares the same norms of behavior, and so what in some countries may be seen as rude, may be seen as inappropriate from where you're coming from, it's just normal. People, I mean, like in people in China, people spit, right? Whether good for good or
not
bad,
not everyone.
No,
okay.
No, for good or bad, it is normal, or at least it used to be normal for people to spit, right? And so if you're in a group of people from the same country, from the same area of the country where it's normal to spit, you go somewhere, everyone's going to be spitting, I think. And also you also have to keep in mind that the perception of these groups is going to be much stronger than if it was just one or two individuals acting inappropriately, because it is going to be a larger group and it's going to attract much more attention.
And actually, during my recent trip to Hawaii, I was surprised by how well-behaved Chinese tourists do perform outside of China, because I've been just on this show, we've been talking about this for so many times. So I was actually really surprised when I see people are really behaving in a civilized way and well-mannered.
Younger. They're usually younger, right?
And well-traveled. And
yeah.
It only takes you a couple of times to become, I think, a world traveler as you step outside of China.
Yeah, and so I wonder whether it is just a language issue, because for people who are traveling to like European or American or to America, that they usually have like language barriers. So that would probably cause some misunderstandings and unhappiness.
So can I just quickly ask one last question about the private credit system? Do you think it's going to work for deterring people to behave better?
No, I don't think so. And honestly, I don't think it's necessary. I think that one of the reasons that China is doing this is to show Thailand and other countries that they do care about the way that their citizens act abroad. I mean, Xi Jinping has been made several statements to that very effect, saying that, you know, Chinese people need to be more civilized when they go abroad. That's what this is more about. And also, of course, emphasizing the personal credit record, which I'm not so sure is necessary.